Concours Agricom 2009, épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 7. Bosses should embrace Facebook. Companies should not dismiss staff who use social networking sites such as Facebook and Bebo at work as merely time wasters. Attempts to control employees' use of such software could damage firms in the long run by limiting the way staff communicate, the think tank Demos said. Social networking can encourage employees to build relationships with colleagues across a firm, it added. However, businesses are warned to be strict with those who abuse access. Firms are increasingly using networking software to share documents and collaborate, the research found. And while more work-specific systems, such as LinkedIn or bespoke in-house software, tended to be used for work matters, the likes of Facebook, Bebo and MySpace still had a place, said Peter Bradwell, a Demos researcher and the report's author. They are part of the way in which people communicate, which they find intuitive, he said. Banning Facebook and the like goes against the grain of how people want to interact. Often people are friends with colleagues through these networks, and it is how some develop their relationships. Using technology to build closer links with ex-employees and potential customers could also boost productivity, innovation, and create a more democratic working environment, Mr. Bradwell added. In today's difficult business environment, the instinctive reaction can be to batten down the hatches and return to the traditional command and control techniques that enable managers to closely monitor and measure productivity. Allowing workers to have more freedom and flexibility might seem counterintuitive, but it appears to create businesses more capable of maintaining stability. The popularity of social networking showed that there was a desire to connect with others and socialise, said Mark Turrell, chief executive of Imaginatic, which develops bespoke networking software. Being able to see a photo of colleagues or knowing what they are up to can be incredibly useful for businesses, especially if a firm employs thousands of people, added Mr. Turrell, whose firm took part in the study. But he argued the use of networking sites must be tied to a business goal. He said his customers used the software to set out problems which they faced and then threw them open to employees. The first people to respond might not know the answer, but they could suggest somebody who does, he said. Within a few days, they're able to get enough people from across the organisation with the right expertise to work on it. And by focusing the minds of a group of people on a specific task, you can find a solution much more quickly than you would do otherwise. Younger employees who have grown up with email, mobile phones and social networking want their employers to adapt to the new technology. He added, saying this put pressure on older employees to adapt. The key questions are, how do you get the brightest people to work for you? And then, how do you get the most out of them? Mr. Turrell said. Fin du texte numéro 7.